Welcome to End Times Chronicles. Today's message is called What God Loves and What He Rejects. In this episode, we'll explore a deep and transformational truth, aligning our hearts with the heart of God.
The Bible says in Proverbs 6:16 through 19, "These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren."
This passage isn't just a list of wrongdoings. It reveals what breaks the heart of God. But in His love and mercy, He also shows us what pleases Him. Let's walk through this together.
First, let's talk about what God rejects. God rejects pride. It separates us from Him. He calls us to humility. God rejects lies. He is truth. And dishonesty is an offense to His nature. God rejects violence and injustice. He is the creator of life, and every life matters to Him. God rejects wicked plans and the feet that run to carry them out. God rejects false witnessing because truth matters deeply to Him. And finally, God rejects discord, because unity among believers is precious to Him. But God doesn't only tell us what to reject, He shows us what to love. Micah 6:8 NKJV says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God."
God loves justice, so we are to be people of fairness and truth. God loves mercy, so we are called to forgive and show compassion. God loves humility, so we are to walk in surrender and reverence before Him. God loves repentance, so we are to turn from sin and return to Him with all our hearts.
And here's what it all comes down to. Romans 12:9 says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good."
When we abide in Christ, we are empowered to reflect God's heart.
Take time today to examine your life. Are there areas where you've tolerated what God rejects? Ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart.
Let's be people who love what God loves and who boldly walk in His ways.
Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for showing us what is good and for giving us the Holy Spirit to guide us. Help us to reject sin and cling to righteousness. Teach us to love as you love, with humility and compassion. Align our hearts with yours so that we may glorify you in all that we do. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Friend, maybe today you realize you've been walking your own path. God is not angry with you. He's inviting you into freedom and truth. Sin destroys, but Christ Jesus came to save.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
If you're ready to surrender your life to Him, pray this with us.
Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe He died for my sins and rose again. I turn from my sin and ask you to forgive me. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Be my Savior and my Lord. Fill me with your Spirit and teach me to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Your life will never be the same.
Join us next time on End Times Chronicles. Until then, walk in the truth, stay in the Word, and let your heart reflect the heart of God.